Hello and welcome to Terrifying Robot Dog. I'm Jonathan Stark, and today we're going to talk about Cooper Stark.
Hello.
Hello, Cooper. How are you doing?
Great.
Excellent.
It's great to be on the podcast.
Nice to have you. Today, I thought we would talk a little bit about making animations. How's that sound?
Sure.
All right, cool. So what do you use to create animations?
Adobe Animate. I'm just going to look at that. Yeah, it's Adobe Animate CC 2018.
Nice. And what kind of animations do you make?
Madness Combat animations.
What's Madness Combat?
Madness Combat is a series made by Matt Jolly and known better as Crinkles. Yeah. And he's the one who made the series and all the stuff like that because blah, blah, blah.
Yeah, he came up with the concept, right? So I've seen Adobe Animate before. It's got a lot of controls, lots of buttons, lots of things going on. Yeah. So how did you learn how to use that?
How did I learn how to use them? I looked at the 12 principles of animation and a bunch of tutorials. That kind of helped me learn how to animate and all stuff like that.
What's the 12 principles of animation?
12 principles of animation. I don't know. I just heard of it.
Right. Did somebody write it? Is it a blog post? Is it a video?
I think I heard something about two people doing it. And I forgot their names because I haven't watched it in a long time. Okay. You can find the video on Alan Becker's channel.
Oh, okay. Alan Becker, did he make it or he just published it?
I'm not sure.
Well, cool. And that taught you how to do different kinds of animation?
Yes.
What different kinds of animation are there?
2D animation, 3D animation. Maggie can't talk right now.
Hi, Mag.
We have another special guest.
Okay, so what different kinds of animation are there? There's 2D, 3D.
And these are kind of the only ones.
All right. And you do, I think you mentioned FBF. What's that?
Frame by frame animation.
Okay. And what's that all about?
Frame by frame animation is when you create a frame and you have your first drawing, create a frame, and then you make another drawing, create another frame, make another drawing. So
it seems like it takes a long time.
Yeah, it takes a lot of time. I tried it once. No, no, no.
How long does it take to make, like, a short test animation?
About an hour, 40-so minutes. But I do it kind of fast. Like, I do it, like, about 30, 20 minutes.
Hmm. Okay. And so you make each individual frame's kind of like its own picture?
Yes. Kind of. A little bit. Yeah. You're kind of right.
Okay. So it's like, how do you get... Where do you get all of the little elements that you put into each picture? Do you like draw them or can you download them?
You can download them, but you can draw them too. Like you can get them on like Newgrounds, Mediafire, like really anywhere. Except for like Instagram or something, Twitter. Hi, I'm Mark Zuckerberger. Would you like to order a Zuckerberger?
So if somebody wanted to get some of these graphics, what would they Google for?
My best bet would be Newgrounds.com and looking at like animators like Kethic, Kelzad. These are all like Madness Combat character people and stuff. So don't expect to know anybody. And you could go into their like page and there are certain like places that could like there is you go to the news section of their page and then you could just look through that.
Okay, and they post links to graphics?
Yeah, that's your best bet.
Okay.
Oh, there is this one person called Kenami. Not sure if I pronounced that right. You can find a really good spreadsheet there, which is my opinion. I would recommend it. You don't always have to choose what I want. But
you just said sprite sheet. That's what the graphics are called?
Yes.
Okay. And after you download it, what do you do with it?
You find it in Finder and you click on it, double click. And then it'll just come in there and you can press OK because there's like a big thing. It's like maybe it says Action Script 2 is not supported or something like that in this version of Flash. So, yeah.
Okay. That sounds cool. So people basically create sprite sheets of their own original artwork and they put them on Newgrounds so other people can download them and use them in their own animations.
Yeah, kind of. But they don't really draw them. They get them from like a source, then they post it on their page.
Right. Oh, that's cool. Okay, so that seems like a time saver. So you can kind of get a starting point where you can make the animation without having to create all the individual graphics.
Yeah.
That's fun. Okay, what do you do after you, let's say you've finished an animation, you feel like it's ready to do something with, what do you do next? If you want to like save it or share it or export it, like what happens next?
You go into like file, press X, you go into export and then you press export movie and then you could name it and turn it into a Swift. So you could watch it, Swift.
Great. And then after you watch it, then where do you share it? Do you put it on like YouTube or something?
You could put it on YouTube, Newgrounds, and basically anywhere. Wouldn't recommend Instagram or Twitter or something.
Right.
But yeah.
All right, cool. So that's great. I think this has been super helpful for people who might want to be into animating or have their kids get into animating. So basically you'd get Adobe Animate and you can find sprite sheets on Newgrounds and then make your frame by frame animation and then export it and upload it to YouTube or Newgrounds or wherever they want. Well, cool. Well, that's super helpful. So thanks for sharing that. Where can people find out more about you online?
YouTube.com/user. I am Cooper's Room, and I am ATP137 on Newgrounds.com, and Twitter, Cooper Stark, and Onions Dojo, ATP137.
Great. Well, thanks very much for coming on the show.
Welcome.
Now let's get something to eat.
Okay. Dinner!